Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alfitz Morris. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alfitz Morris. And now, play ball. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Scott scores. LaHood moves to third. Montgomery moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Noop moves to third. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noop tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Patek moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Shaw scores. Otis moves to third. Piniella moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Ken Tatum now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4. Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop strikes out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fitzmaurice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Ken Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Tatum moves to second. Lance Clemens now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive into right field. LaHewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 6-4, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Scott reaches second base with a double. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Ken Tatum. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galliano moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galliano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Royals. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. LaHewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore now playing first base. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 7-5, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison is walked intentionally. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Ken Brett. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.